KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's clear and 22 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to be mostly sunny this morning, partly cloudy this afternoon, a high of 42. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 712-764-6000. Well, Janelle Dice, the chair of the Audubon County Community Foundation, has announced that $45,590 in grants was awarded recently to Audubon County nonprofit agencies. With the grant monies, the Audubon County Community Foundation has distributed over $1.7 million in grants and scholarships over the last 20 years. And among the nonprofit organizations which had submitted their applications to the ACCF by the September 1st deadline and were awarded grants are the Audubon Chamber of Commerce, maintenance of Albert the Bull, $3,000. The Audubon County Fair Board received $10,000 for campsite improvements. Audubon Recreation Foundation received $6,340 to complete the racquetball and basketball courts at the new recreation center. The Brayton Community Club received $5,000 to remodel the Brayton Legion Park bathroom, install a new roof, door, and paint. Exira Fire and EMS Association received $2,000 from the Audubon County Community Foundation for a portable fire ground monitor. The Exira Public Library Board received $750 to remodel the work area for students and patrons. The Friendship Home Foundation received $10,000 for renovations to that facility. The Gray Community Betterment Corporation received $2,500 for playground improvements, and the Children's Nest received $6,000 for safety equipment. All the grantees met the criteria as the Audubon County nonprofit agencies or organizations with charitable missions in the areas of civic, cultural, health, education, and social services, and only those organizations providing services in Audubon County were eligible. Audubon County agency representatives received their checks on October the 26th. The Audubon County Community Foundation has received an estate gift of $5,000 from Milo and Dolores Clemenson this past summer. Those funds will be used to support the Albert the Bull Project, which received $3,000, as mentioned earlier, and the Friendship's Home's $2,000 for renovations. Milo and Dolores Clemenson were lifelong Audubon residents. Dolores passed away in 2013 at the age of 83, and Milo passed in January of 2017 at the age of 89. The couple participated in many aspects of community life, including Chamber of Commerce, Audubon County Treasurer's Office, Audubon Fire Department, Audubon State Bank, Audubon Golf and Country Club, and countless social clubs and community betterment causes. Their children asked that the Audubon County Community Foundation to assist in a fall distribution of their estate gift to the community that was interwoven in their parents' lives. The Cass County Board of Supervisors will hold their regular weekly meeting beginning at 8:30 this morning instead of Wednesday, as they normally would. On their agenda is continued discussion with regard to the operation of ATVs and UTVs on county roadways and trails. Last week, you may recall, the board heard from representatives with Nishna Valley Cycle and Atlantic with regard to ordinances other counties have enacted for use of ATVs and UTVs on their county roads and trails. The main concern last week was making sure those machines were registered and operated in a safe manner and making it safer for law enforcement or easier for law enforcement to intervene when those vehicles are not operated safely. As it currently stands, ATVs and UTVs can only be operated for farm purposes and may only cross highways at a certain angle. They're not allowed to travel on the county roads. In other business, the Board of Supervisors will hear this morning from Mitch Holmes, who will present his quarterly Veterans Affairs report. They'll also act on approving applications for partial payments to two construction companies working on segments of the Elite Octane LLC ethanol plant. Well, Council Bluffs Police this past Saturday participated in their 15th Operation Medicine Cabinet. That's a DEA-sponsored national drug take-back event, as a result of which 353 people anonymously dropped off their unused, expired prescription or over-the-counter drugs. And combined, those drugs were weighing in at 594 pounds. Officials say to date, the department's Operation Medicine Cabinet events have resulted in 5,540 pounds of miscellaneous pharmaceuticals being collected and over 3,075 individuals participating. The department credits the success of the collaboration of several community organizations, volunteers, and the Council Bluffs Recycling Center. In our funeral announcements, Irvin Bauer, age 86 of Manning, died Friday at Manning Regional Hospital. A massive Christian burial for Irvin Bauer will be this morning at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has the arrangements. Dwayne Schrader, age 77 of Exira, died Friday at Mercy Hospital Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Dwayne Schrader will be today at 10:30 at Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. Franklin Schmidt, age 81, of Atlantic, died October 26th at Atlantic Specialty Care. A memorial service for Franklin Schmidt will be held Thursday at 1 o'clock at the American Legion Memorial Building in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Harry Washington Kalbach, age 87, of Menlo, died Saturday at his home. A celebration of life service for Harry Washington Kalbach will be held on Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home and Crematory in Stewart. Dora May Borette, age 90, of Villisca and formerly of rural Elliott, died Saturday at the Good Samaritan Society in Villisca. A massive Christian burial for Dora May Borette will be Saturday at 11 o'clock at St. Timothy's Reno Catholic Church in rural Cumberland. Regan Dune Funeral Home of Griswold has the arrangements. Terry L. Clausen, age 69, of Audubon, died October 10th at the Friendship Home in Audubon. A Celebration of Life Memorial Graveside Service for Terry Clausen will be next Monday at 2 o'clock at the Iowa Veterans Cemetery near Van Meter. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has the arrangements. And Joanne Jorgensen, age 86, of Anita, died Monday at Caring Acres in Anita. Services for Joanne Jorgensen are currently pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.